welcome to Two Drunken Penguins, an Anarchins Anonymous Radio Production.
All right, and welcome to episode 2 of Two Drunken Penguins with Robbie.
And Will.
And we're back this week.
After a slight delay.
Yeah, slight delay. But, yeah, we're here, and, ready to get started. You know, how's your week been, Will?
Busy, you know, living the dream.
You? Living the dream. Mine's been, very, very busy, you know, start of the fall softball season here in my area. Two teams, you know, trying to do that stuff, get that going.
Yeah, Mr. Overachiever.
And I'm trying to throw cornhole in there, too. I have no time for anything.
Yeah, it's a good thing there's no kickball in the fall.
Yes, there is. I'm actually trying to do that, too.
Good Lord, man.
We're
calm
trying.
Down.
We don't know if we have enough people to get a team together,
calm
but we're trying.
Down.
We're trying.
Then you'll do some froth and all sorts of other stuff while you're at it. Why not?
Sure, why not? Let's throw it in there.
Flag football.
Oh, yeah. Let's forget about work and all of that, too, right?
May as well turn all your side work into profession stuff, you know.
Yeah, right?
Just need to get some sponsors.
I was just saying, as long as we can make money, if we can start making money, that would be great.
Get you some sponsors for these teams, you'll be all right.
See, sponsors, they don't get the plaques or anything either.
Well,
I mean, I wouldn't. They do.
Well, you know, you could get a copy made.
That's true. I'll just buy it back from them.
Why not? You'll be making enough money off of it.
Gotta add to the wall, man.
Yeah, right? Your great hall here is filling up quite...
Yes, here in the... studios.
The Hall of Morris, as it were.
Yeah, we'll have pictures up once we get our actual Two Drunken Penguins Facebook page and stuff set up so you guys can see us in studio. We'll have some shots and stuff.
Right.
Not that you want to see two drunken penguins. Ha 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 ha.
I'm sure you'd rather see two drunken penguins
most
instead
likely.
Of us.
I mean,
but...
we'll try to set it up with the zoo and hope PETA doesn't get pissed off when we get two penguins drunk.
Oh my goodness. That would be fun.
That would be fun, but scary.
It'd probably turn into angry drunks.
Oh, yes.
No
but,
one
luck. But anyway.
Pissed to death. You
yes.
Watch a mass murder occur.
Oh,
in the
goodness.
Middle of an episode.
That'll be the end of us there.
Short-lived
yeah, like
run.
Squawking penguins everywhere. Do they even squawk?
They do make noise.
Oh, okay. I mean, I know they make some noise, but is it like a
have you
squawking
not watched
noise?
Happy Feet?
Oh, yeah, it's animated. I have watched, like, what is that one Bob Saget did?
He did one?
Yeah, he did, like, the voices for the penguins. What was that called?
Oh, I don't know.
God, it was actually kind of funny.
I don't pay attention to much Bob Saget.
That was,
stuff.
Like, years ago, though, by the way. Someone out there, whoever's listening, knows what we're talking about. Send it in on the voice message.
What voice message? We ain't got voicemail set up yet.
Yes, we do. You can people who listen in can actually send in voice messages to
what?
Us as they're listening to
man,
the show. Yeah,
this app is insane.
Yeah, man, you gotta love Anchor.
Yeah.
It's a good app.
But yeah, once we actually get the Facebook page and everything set up, then you can leave your comments and all that fun stuff too.
Questions,
or,
concerns, hate comments towards,
you know,
Will
there,
or I, you know.
There is the email.
Yes.
That you can send your, you know, attention to whoever you are pissed off at for what we've said.
Most likely will.
More than likely, because apparently I'm the shock jock of the group here.
Yeah, I try to keep things level.
Yes. But the email is also two drunken penguins.
Penguins? Well,
penguins?
What was that?
Yeah, two drunken penguins.
@gmail.com.
Yeah, so, you know, you can hit us up on that, too, if you would
say
so
that
desire.
Yeah. All right. I wanted to bring a little bit of attention to Will's quick shot he did.
Yes.
Over, it was 5 days ago, actually.
My mini little episode that I threw in there this week.
It's something that we are going to be trying to do. I need to do one. I've been slacking. As you can see, I don't have one. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something we want to do and start little quick shots.
Too busy with your other careers.
Yeah, that's right. All my softball, kickball, cornhole careers, you know, all that stuff.
Trying to make this Hall of Fames. but.
But yeah, I wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit, Will, with you and your explosion on Mr. Tom Brady and this weird contract that they got going on
out
there.
It is insane because even though it was 5 days ago or whenever, there still isn't much detail in regards to any of it.
None at all.
It's I still can't figure it out, to be honest. It doesn't make any sense. Because there's this money, to me, that's still floating around out there.
All right, so now...
That's not being accounted for this season.
So now, are we clarifying the 71 mil that you talked about in your quick shot? Or are we going with the 41 that kind of seems to be floating around right now?
Yeah, there's now apparently differencing in how much the extension actually was worth. Because originally when they came out, they were talking about it, $70 million for 2 years. Now they seem to be mentioning it's more $41 million for 2 years. But that's still not, you know, since the contract ends at the end of this season, making him an unrestricted free agent, can't give him any type of tag, no... Franchise tag, no transition tag, nothing.
Really, at that age, it's no franchise tag really to talk about.
But, I mean, to keep him locked into the organization, there's nothing there. There's no safety net.
But do you not...
Not that I'd expect him to go sign with another team.
Well, I was going to say, do you not think he has some, you know, commitment to the team and some...
I mean, the loyalty is definitely
there. Yeah, loyalty,
there.
That's the word I was looking for.
Loyalty is definitely there without a doubt, considering he's taken as many pay cuts over his entire career as he has. He's one of the lowest paid quarterbacks of his caliber.
We need to get our stats guy on these things.
Stat guy is really just hurting us right now. But he's been historically one of the lesser paid quarterbacks.
This is true.
So, and he'll always take the pay cut to be able to help out, you know, the team.
Well, that's a team player.
And that's what you want regardless. You know, for the most part, Ben Roethlisberger has done that too, but, you know, we're not talking about...
Of course, the biased Steeler fan.
We're not talking about Big Ben right now, we're talking about Tom Brady. But it's still, like I said... There's still this money that seems to be unaccounted for, just going to be floating around there. They turned all this bonus to make extra room on the cap. Okay, that's cool. I don't expect him to go anywhere else next season, but that would be something that would just really probably throw a huge monkey wrench into everything.
Well, I mean, the organization, you know, Kraft and all them, they could use that as a tool to, like you said, kind of throw a monkey wrench into some things next year. But, I mean, overall, I don't see Kraft and Belichick and all them doing that to Brady and shipping him off anywhere.
Well, he wouldn't necessarily be shipped off. He could sign with anybody. That's the whole thing. He is a free agent at the end of the season.
Technically.
So... Really no technical about it even. He truly is. There's no strings attached to the organization other than just out of loyalty if he was to play anymore after this year. So, he could, potentially, if there's a team out there that dangled enough cash and was like, hey man, one more year, come do it with us.
Alright, so let's say hypothetically... What team do you think would be able to dangle enough money in front of the GOAT to get him to come there? Hypothetically speaking, after, you know, this season, we don't know. But let's just say, you know, it would there be a team that kind of just does shitty and doesn't...
Tries to tank this year, just
kind of take it out, and maybe with a chance
for the chance of picking him up
maybe
in the offseason,
open up some spot in the cap for the GOAT.
I don't see that happening.
Out of all the teams, you don't see anybody that'd be possibly interested. just hypothetically speaking, because, I mean, I'm with you. I don't see this happening. He's not leaving. He's going to retire a Patriot, but let's just say hypothetically for something new here.
Yeah, I mean, it would be fascinating to see it actually pan out that way, just...
You know, because I'd hate to see his career go down like a Brett Favre, where he's with, like, two other teams.
Oh, man.
That was horrible.
That was... Well, I mean, he did get them to both teams to the playoffs.
Well, it is what it is, but he was treated like shit still.
Yeah, it just...
I mean, for a guy like that caliber, and then to know that his career ended in that way, I'd hate to kind of see a guy like Tom Brady, as much as I hate him, and he's broken my heart a couple times.
Well, you finally got your revenge.
Yeah, we got our revenge, but flag was fly. But still, you know, to see a guy go out with another team, that'd be weird. But still, let's say, what team?
The Lions are dead set on Stafford, but that would be one of the teams that I would actually see
possibly doing something.
Why not? Why wouldn't the Lions? They need a consistent quarterback that seems to be able to... But then again, we don't know how much it's really Brady's talent as compared to Belichick's coaching.
This is true.
Because you think about it, we've never seen them apart. So, but we have seen other players that were part of Belichick's teams go out there, other quarterbacks go out there. They sign decent contracts, some of them. I mean, you got Jimmy G out there in San Fran that signed a really nice contract.
Hell of a contract, great, good contract, yes. Yes.
He seems to still be showing promise, but he's also got, you know, Shanahan out there that's a good coach. So, if you were to take Brady out of the Belichick system and put him with a mediocre coach at best, do you really think that you'd have the exact same production?
Not necessarily the same production, no, not at all. I mean, it would be an adjustment to a different play style and everything like that, but with his knowledge of the game and how he, in a way, is kind of a coach
at to this that point, line... Yes.
To an offensive line and stuff like that, and his tight end, you know, receivers and stuff, how he's kind of basically is a coach now. I see it something in an organization like that definitely turning around, for sure.
Due to the fact that they've got Matt Patricia as a head coach. And
now, Lions, winning a Super Bowl, no.
Nah, I don't see it quite getting that far either.
Making a playoff, yeah.
Matt Patricia is the coach, and he came directly from Belichick's system.
That's a plus.
So that's one of the reasons why I might see Brady going. Remember, folks, this is all hypothetical.
We're
just bullshitting at this point. But, you know, if he did take advantage of actually being a free agent for the first time in his career of 20 years.
Saying the Lions.
Why not the Lions?
Okay.
You know, I mean, Matthew Stafford, he's a solid quarterback, but if you have the chance to upgrade...
Well, he's older, too.
If you get the chance to technically upgrade the quality of your quarterback, and you have experience with that quarterback because you were part of the coaching staff, why not?
That could bring a lot of excitement to Detroit.
Yeah. I would see that, too.
All right, so here's my wild left-field hypothetical thing. Right. This is definitely, again, hypothetical and never probably is going to happen. Let's just say, for a swing, the New York Giants grabbed him.
No.
In the hunts of pushing Eli out.
No.
Because they're done with him, dude. Look at him.
Did you see Daniel Jones this past week? He actually looks like he might be a true heir apparent.
Yeah, but wouldn't you like to say get rid of Eli, bring up Brady in to teach the young man a little something, send Brady out?
I have a feeling Eli's probably going to be on his way out
this year
anyhow.
Me too. I love Eli. A lot of people hate Eli. He's in the same division as my Eagles. But I had a lot of respect for Eli. But he hasn't been in the right organization. He hasn't been given the right tools either. And you can say, go ahead and say that.
The only reason
Beckham Jr., whatever the fuck his name is. You can say that. No.
I'm going to say, in regards to Eli, here's my thing. The only part that I like about Eli is the fact that he beat Brady twice.
I love it. I love it.
Otherwise, he is not consistent. And during the regular season,
but he's not given the line and stuff to do it.
Year after year. I mean, he's had decent lines, but the whole team is just, they're iffy at best.
Now, can you imagine him with a team that
their wide receiver core is practically all injured?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. This is another reason why I was thinking what I was thinking in this hypothetical world we're in right now of if a chance that they would hang some money up just to maybe make a run, win another one, and teach the young man something. Because Eli's done. They have no one.
It's...
And their running back, what's his name?
Barkley.
Barkley, yeah.
Saquon.
He deserves a better team. That dude is beast.
Yeah, he is beast.
He is beast, and he deserves a better team.
Yeah.
A better team. Don't expect him not to go to New England in this hypothetical world. In that trade. It'd be some wild... dude, this is all hypothetical. It's bullshit craziness.
But see, that would require Brady to be under contract for it to be a trade scenario.
Do you not think New England would do some crazy something just to make something happen?
No. Not to that extreme.
Come on, man. It's extreme here. That
you're going to dump Brady just to bring in a running back when you've got a pretty decent running back in your system already.
Yeah, but you don't know how he's going to do.
I mean, it did good for him last year.
Well, it was last year when Brady was still there. It's all hypothetical, man. He might suck. And then again, he might turn out and be amazing. Who knows? But that was just my pick in that kind of crazy little Giants. Hypothetical world. Yeah, dude. Man. It'd be weird. But it would be something to shake something up.
Yeah, it definitely would shake things up. But, yeah, I'm still just trying to wrap my head around this whole extension that's not.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's one thing if you rework the contract so that you get cap space. That, to me, makes sense. But you're going to put on a false 2-year extension, which I came to discover they did the same thing with Breeze down in New Orleans.
Did they?
Yeah. He's a free agent, technically, at the end of the season, too.
Interesting.
This is just wild to me. I mean, yes, they're both getting up there in age. It's going to be something that it, do a year-by-year contract, but why would you make a contract extension if it's null and void at the end of the current season?
They might have something up their sleeves.
Hard for me to understand.
I think everyone's still trying to wait and understand this, because there's no real clear, clarification on any of it.
It really isn't, but I have a feeling at this point, nobody's going to care anymore. It's just like, all right, like Brady said, it is what it is. He doesn't seem too worried about it. We're not going to worry about it too much ourselves. I think that's what it's starting to boil down to already, because you look up any type of news on it, there's nothing.
No, it's hard to find information on it, and we pull some of our information from, multiple sources and stuff like that, and no one has anything. It's just the same information, and then, you got the people saying rumors this, rumors that. It's hard to have anything that's actually true until the organization comes out and actually speaks on it.
Yeah, and gives full undisclosed details about the whole works.
It'll definitely be interesting to see. I think we'll hear something soon. Because it's definitely stirring up a lot of craziness. But then again,
it's the Patriots.
they do this type of stuff.
They like to try to stay as mysterious as humanly possible.
Well, see, the thing it is, they keep everybody on this, like, you know, we're talking about it now. They're over there doing something crazy.
And it could have just been a big ploy.
Exactly.
Just to, you know, like you had mentioned earlier in the week when I talked to you about it, the whole, it's a mind game thing for the rest of the league.
Yep.
Until the whole, you know, shoe dropped where, oh no, it's, the next 2 years are actually not going to be, you know, valid.
It's a big mind game.
So, I don't know, man. It's something to consider. But I'm going to take a quick break and come back. Alright, getting back into it. Last week, not this current past week, I guess, but more the 31st of last month. Let's put it that way. The end of last month.
The old July.
Yeah, July. It's already August. We got training camps up and running for football.
Everything's in full swing for the NFL. Yeah, welcome back.
Schools are starting up soon. Yay. Go to school, kids.
Well, apparently I need to learn how to swallow water. I just spilled water all over myself. God damn it.
Got a hole in your lip somewhere.
Yeah, that big ass mouth.
Wow.
But anyway.
Skills.
Yeah.
But anyhow, as I was trying to say,
before I rudely interrupted him with a water break.
What the hell?
Oh, water boy. But anyway.
Gatorade. We got on the 31st of last month, the NFL finished up with their top 100 players. Picked by the players.
The players.
Not, you know, your other experts, you know, trying to rank all the different. No, these are the actual players ranking themselves. Which, I mean, I got the list here. It's fairly decent list. I'm not gonna, I wouldn't say too much would need to be switched around in my opinion, but there was definitely a few shockers to me. They've got, we'll just go down just the quarterback list here.
Alright.
Just the quarterback to start off with. They've got, as the top quarterback in the league, voted by the players, Drew Brees.
Of the New Orleans Saints.
Drew Brees getting top spot. He came in second overall on the list. But, I mean, that is the top spot for quarterbacks. It wasn't Tom Brady. It wasn't Patrick Mahomes with the 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards that he threw MVP season and all that. No, Drew Brees took top spot.
Do you think he deserves that top spot?
He's consistently really good.
Yes.
I'm not going to deny that fact at all. He's consistently really good as far as the best quarterback currently.
It's where I have to disagree with.
I can't
say that he's the best quarterback in the NFL right now. I can't list him
first like that. I mean, no.
I can't do it.
Patrick had a hell of a season last season. For the fact that he came in second in QBs on the list, fourth overall, I can agree with that. I mean, let's look at this. We got the Super Bowl quarterbacks for last season.
Okay.
We had Tom Brady and Jared Goff.
Yes.
Or
however you say his name.
I can never quite get that right.
Anybody wants to correct us, please add a message in there.
Yeah, but anyhow, so we got Tom Brady. He finished sixth overall in the rankings and third for the QBs. Where's Jared end up? Way down the list. And he made the Super Bowl.
I think he's an underrated player.
I think so.
He's a very underrated quarterback.
Well, I mean, not way, way down the list, but it was still pretty far.
Well, I'm just saying overall.
You drop down, he goes. He's the 7th quarterback that came in on the list. I think he should have been, just on the simple fact that he made it to the Super Bowl. A lot of the Rams winning, well, a lot of their wins came off of Todd Gurley with that stellar run game that he has. And, Robert Woods out there, wide receiver, he's very good for them. They have a lot of contributing factors on that team. So, it's not solely based on just Jared going out there and going balls to the wall. So, 7th. Okay. More I think about it, I'm kind of okay with him being 7th. Because...
Well, 32 overall.
You're considering running backs, wide receivers, defensive players, offensive line players as well as in this list.
Do you know he only gained 6 spots from last year's rankings? He was 38 last year. And he went to Super Bowl and did all of that. He only gained 6 spots from last year's 2018 player rankings.
See, I would have put him in the top 20 minimum.
Easily.
Just because of the fact that they got to the Super Bowl, that should count. That should help count a little bit.
Should.
Would I put him... Would I say he had a better season than Patrick Mahomes? Definitely not.
No.
Better season than Tom Brady? Brady won the Super Bowl, but... Yeah, you know, he didn't have the most outstanding stat-wise year.
Not stat-wise, but I tell you what, he was always pretty damn consistent on fantasy football for us.
Yeah, he did.
He was always a good person to have on your lineup.
I would say Jared should be above Russell Wilson.
Oh, for sure. I mean... Russell, that's a whole new thing. And, like, I think Russell's got a lot to prove this year.
Because they had Russell Wilson 1 spot above him. He was ranked 6th out of the quarterbacks, and he was ranked 25th.
Overall. He was 11th last year.
Yeah, he did drop. He did drop. But, you know, I think Jared should have been up higher.
I agree.
I think he's better.
That's why I say he's underrated.
The fact that Phillip Rivers ended up coming in 5th for the quarterbacks at 17, that seemed like a stretch.
17 and 56 from last year.
I didn't see that he had played that well.
That's another organization that needs jumped up
that high.
Looking into some quarterbacks possibly too.
Well, eventually it's getting closer and closer because he has been in the league as long as Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger. They've all came in the same exact season.
Draft class.
And so he's always kind of fell 3rd tier out of that group just due to the fact that Ben has 2 Super Bowl wins, been to 3 Super Bowls.
Yep.
Then you go 2nd tier is Eli with 2 Super Bowl wins, 2 appearances. Phillip's got nothing. I mean, he's never been to a Super Bowl. He's gotten to a couple championship games.
Yes.
But he's not gotten past that point.
Well, Brady and them, or Manning and them, took him down. So,
right. So he's always, been the... I know the saying is the bridesmaid instead of the bride, but I think it'd be a bit more appropriate to be the best man instead of the groom on this instance.
I like your analogy.
But, you know, it's just, I don't see Philip being worthy of 17 overall.
No.
Or the fifth best quarterback in the league.
Definitely not. Wasn't there.
Yeah. Ben should have been higher than 44th overall and 8th.
I don't know.
In the rankings.
I don't know. Why do you feel that? I don't know. I don't think he...
He had his...
I mean, he had a good season stats-wise, but...
were astronomical. For one, he's getting... He's getting older.
No, he's getting old. That's the bottom damn line. He's getting old.
He's getting older. But then for him to have gone out last season and have thrown for the most yards he's ever thrown for... in a season, well over 5,000. He had the most yards out of all quarterbacks last year. That's got to say something.
I mean, it does.
That's got to say something. Now, of course, all the
but it don't say critics, nothing if you don't do nothing in the playoffs.
There's a lot of critics that are going to be like, oh, that was mainly because of AB. You know, and we'll get touch on Antonio here in a little bit. But, I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster, he had the most receiving yards for the team. So, you know, you can't necessarily say, oh, it's all AB. Ben went out there and he produced a good season overall. Yeah, the record didn't really reflect it. Like
and Ben's not just the team either.
Yeah, and he shouldn't have to carry the team. And I don't quite expect from what I'm seeing out of the team this year. Yeah, granted, it's only been one preseason game. But what they have as a group right now, I don't see Ben having to shoulder all of it like he almost had to last season.
True. Well, I mean, they got rid of a problem.
And got rid of a couple problems. So
didn't Tomlin get an extension or something?
Tomlin did get a 2-year extension.
That's what I thought.
Usually his extension coincides with our GM, but Kevin Colbert actually is more a fan of year-to-year instead of
multi-year deals.
Yeah. Because he feels that
your progression.
Yeah, if he's,
you know, your progress
shows. If he's
not,
you know, able to help contribute properly, then need to move on. Both sides need to move on. So, I'm not gonna hate on that.
No.
I think that that should almost be more of a normal circumstance in some cases, especially once you've been with the team for a decent amount of time. Yeah, you should get to, yeah, we'll only add 1 year to it. Well, 2 years is almost pushing it because you've already established yourself with the organization. You've been bringing people in, especially as a GM. You go, you're the one that's in charge of a lot of the draft, who you bringing in personnel-wise.
Yep.
So, at some point, that entire team is going to be made up completely of players you brought. If they're not producing as they need to, yeah, it's time that you part ways. If you came in and brought in a couple people and they helped add to where you were, okay, give them a little bit of extension. But whenever it's finally completely your team, practically, because you signed them up, you brought them in, you either drafted them, whatever, yeah, signed them off season,
yeah,
traded for them, whatever the case may be, they are now considered your players. If you're not making the team better, part ways.
I agree.
Don't get locked into such a contract that
Well, that's why I think a lot of
cost to the team regardless of, you know, where you're at.
I think a lot of these contracts and stuff for these players are ridiculous. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
And I don't think it's smart for franchises to give out these multi-year deals to these players when you have preseason when people are getting killed, basically. Not like literally, but like killed in injuries and stuff. And then now you're expecting, and now they're getting paid all this money. It's like, I'm more of a fan of the year-to-year type thing.
I'm getting more on board with it than I used to be.
Franchise tagging someone is kind of crazy now.
That franchise tag is a killer.
Well, it hurts organizations, I think.
Because it franchise tag basically screws you over. Yeah, it can keep the player on your team. But, I mean, you get the franchise tag, that's going to typically, so as I've seen, it ends up raising the amount of money that that player is going to have to get. Because it's guaranteed this is going to be your salary for this season.
Exactly.
And it's a huge chunk of change. So, then whenever you go to give them a new contract, you can't give them the same contract as what the franchise tag was worth. You have to go above that now.
Above it now.
Because you thought they were worth enough to keep on your team. So, if you're going to keep them on the team, you have to go above that franchise tag. The franchise tag keeps raising up the price tag for each player. You saw that with Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
That really drove the price tag for a quarterback in general.
Yeah, it just kept ruining it.
And then, yeah, Le'Veon Bell, that's starting to drive up running back prices.
Yeah.
This, now we're going to probably see, like, defensive end because of Jadeveon Clowney situation. That's going to start driving up defensive end prices. I mean, once you get franchise tag, once you deal with players that are starting to do holdouts because of franchise tags.
Holdouts piss me off. There's no reason for it. Like, it's just like,
I don't like it.
Come on, have some commitment and loyalty to your teams or something. Like, I understand you want to get paid to do what you do, but come on now.
I mean, you look at it like this. You've got, you're making, let's go with Le'Veon's situation, because that was the big deal for a couple of years. Le'Veon Bell, you're getting paid, $14 million, I think there was going to be that finals. Yeah. Last season, he would have gotten paid $14 million under the franchise tag. So, instead of being grateful that I'm making all this money playing a sport that I love for a team that I've said numerous times I love playing for, you won't hold out for more money. Now we have to wait around and see how that actually pans out. If he goes out this season with the Jets and gets injured or just does not perform well, then you're going to sit there, and that's really going to actually hurt the rest of these players that are trying to do this whole holdout thing for a bigger contract. It's going to be because of Le'Veon Bell, and they better point fingers at him if he goes out there and screws it up. I hope fully that players go after him for that.
Well, because
the owners are going to look at it and be like, well, now, if you hold out the whole season, that's fine. Guess what? Now you're not going to be getting as much as you would with your franchise tag.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what team you go to, I wouldn't even match that franchise tag number.
Well, see, this is the thing with franchises. I think they need to realize, yes, they have talented people, and these guys are holding out and wanting all these multi-million-dollar-a-year contracts and stuff.
let's get back to the basics of things. There's so many people that want to play and that are just almost as good, or if good, or even sometimes better if given a chance to grow. Stop giving these guys, stop letting these guys control your franchises. Start making owners accountable in building a team. Don't let one person sit there and dictate the whole thing for the team, because in years to come, that can hurt a team, I feel. You know, I feel like sometimes you got to get back to the basics, and it's almost like old school, you know, kickyard, you know, I mean, not kickyard, but schoolyard kickball. You know, you're not signing them to contracts. You're picking, you know, you're getting the best of the best to make that team for the year. Understand you want to build a franchise. But with that being said, we're sitting here paying these players ridiculously amounts of money that makes no sense to anyone.
Well,
and the players in this amount of money is going to their heads. Do you think any player should deserve $250 million or something like that per year? Or, no, let's just not, it's baseball numbers there, but let's go back to $41 million a year for a player. Is that really feasible, really?
Down the road, in about probably 5 to 10 years, I expect that to
okay,
be.
Okay, so you're saying down the road.
Getting
okay,
paid that.
Okay, so let's talk about like right now.
You already got, you know, quarterbacks making $35 million a year.
Now, isn't that kind of ridiculous?
It's up there.
All right, so now let's
ridiculous.
Just say. No, let's just but, say the NFL wants to grow. How can we continue to grow a fan base when we keep paying these players ridiculous amounts of money? You got holdout players that people want to come see, and they're not playing, and now they're help. They're, you know, you see what I'm saying here? It makes no sense. It's going to make tickets cheaper. Tickets are already ridiculous for fans. This with a player holding out and doing all this, this trickles back down to the fan.
It can. But you gotta also keep in mind that the players are basically getting paid based off of the revenue that they're generating.
Because they're putting these prices at these things to be able to pay these players.
Yeah, but I mean, you think about it, you're getting paid, you know, the organization itself is making a bunch of money just because. One, they have a loyal fan base regardless. So they're going to be making a lot of money just off of that. Then whenever you do have certain players, you're going to start looking at them like, you know, oh, I definitely want to have their jersey. I want to have, you know, their bobblehead. I want to have, you know, this item of theirs.
Okay,
you know,
but
this
now
item signed by them. So that person is generating money for the organization.
All right, I'll take what
so
you're saying. Hold on.
So that they're getting, so they end up being worth a certain amount of money. But I mean, that's a money thing. That's in other sports more so, I guess, than per se football. Because you're saying they're looking on sales and stuff like that. LeBron James can be making as much money as he makes.
Which is ridiculous.
That's why, you know, Trout and all those other guys make the money that they make in baseball.
There's no need for professional players to get paid as much as they get paid.
Whereas, you know, in football, it does kind of, you've got your tiers. You've got kind of like, all right, the quarterback is kind of your most important position. If you don't have a good quarterback commanding your offense, then don't expect your team to do much. So then you build from that position, typically. You build from the quarterback. Then you start getting players around him to help.
Well, yeah,
an
idea of building a team,
you know,
yes.
So he's going to typically make the most money because he is the most important member on the offense.
I get that.
Then it's a breakdown from that point on as to who is worth you know.
But what my point is, why are we putting these value numbers that are so insane into the millions into these players? This is ridiculous because it comes back to hurt the fan in the long run.
I mean, do you, if you know that you've got a proven winner in a guy, you want to keep him, do you not? Or do you want to just...
Oh, I would like to keep him,
I've got him under contract, but as soon as the contract's over, well, we'll just suck for a few years until we can find the next guy in the draft.
But where, is that what you, but where in sports did it go insane to sit here and to think that we have agency. To pay players millions and millions of dollars? That's stupid
agency,
to me.
As soon as free this agency
is a,
pretty much...
This is a big issue jumped. With me.
As soon as free agency pretty much got implemented... That's when that,
and this is across all
money
sports.
Started to slowly climb, as the NFL itself started to get bigger and bigger. You know, you've got
you're saying it's getting bigger, but the thing is, it's only getting bigger because the fans are making this bigger, and therefore,
so,
they're your revenue. So
well, of course,
they're your revenue. That's how they're getting paid. But to sit here and jack prices to points to where a family can't even take their, you know, out to a game, to where someone has to plan once a year to even try to see one game, to me that's ridiculous. And players getting paid millions of dollars when even our top officials in government are not getting paid anything near this, where people that are elected officials, not to bring politics into this, I'm just saying in pay-wise. Because, yes, we are not bringing politics into this whole thing, but I'm saying on a pay scale-wise, look at this guy. Come on. To get paid millions of dollars to play a professional sport that I'm telling you there's 100,000 other people that can do it too?
They could, but could they do it at the same level?
It's a because money thing. See, we're taking the sportsmanship and the player athletic away from them, and we're making it a money thing.
I mean, to get to the level that they get to in the first place, they had to beat out all that 100,000 people.
Well, that's,
to get to it.
That's fine, but so, do they deserve that amount of money, though? That's the bottom line. That's where this whole thing I'm trying to get at. Rather we argue it back and forth, do they deserve that type of money to where it is forcing fans to pay ridiculous prices for tickets to be able to afford to see this player? That's ridiculous. To me, it turns into a money thing.
Well, it's always going to be a money thing regardless.
But does that take away from the idea and the basics of what that sport was? So that's why you can sit there and say that players back in the day, in a way, were better than any of the players today, in a way, because they played for heart. They played for the game. Now we got players out here holding out, playing for millions of dollars, not playing for the game, because they don't care if they start the season with a team or not.
They really don't.
They really don't. So that, to me, that's why it's taking away from the sport, the team, everyone. It's all about money. We need to get to the basics of sports again.
I mean, you look at this list of the bigger names for the holdouts.
All right, let's talk a little bit about holdouts. Let's go off of that.
And like I'd mentioned earlier, we got Jadeveon Clowney.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding out, wanting a long-term contract.
Is he worthy?
They said, well, yeah. Yeah, I'd say he is. He is a force to be reckoned with. Having him on the opposite side of J.J. Watt on that Texas defensive line, is something that you...
It looks good.
You, as a quarterback, right. Do not really like to see
it. All right, it looks good. But can you tell me, can you sit there and say, like, 100% sure that you can tell me that in 2 years that same setup or him being in that position is the same way and worth the same money in 2 years? You don't know if he's going to get hurt. You don't know that. So this is why I feel year-to-year contracts is the way to go.
But that's the thing. He doesn't even have that contract yet. Like, they're not... That's what he's waiting for.
He's waiting for a multi-year million-dollar contract.
Right.
Ah, the million-dollar word is killing me. No player should be making millions of dollars, in my opinion.
Well, you got to also think about it. Back in the day, when these guys weren't making this kind of money, even with inflation and all that,
yeah,
they weren't making, you know, once they retire, they pretty much still would have to go out and find a career after they were done, regardless.
Yeah. Well, I mean, most athletic careers don't last that long.
But still, I'm just saying, you're not making money and then you can retire and be set. So, because, I mean, half of, I'm saying half, but at least a very strong portion, put it that way, of former Super Bowl winners don't even own their rings anymore.
Yeah, they sold them off. Because
they've had to sell them off. If they had made a little bit more money while they played the sport, they wouldn't have had to do that.
Now you're saying that with the sport, so...
So, with these guys now, they are getting... They're pretty much being able to cash in on all the hardship that the older guys had to deal with.
Yeah, but
can because you... if you go out there, you blow out your knee to the point that you're not going to be able to return ever. I mean, you...
That's a risk you took when you strapped up. You see these guys
with their ACL tears, their MCL tears, and then they come back the next season. So, unlike back in the day, you... tear one of those, you're done for your career. Now they're able to come back.
Well, it's advancement in sports medicine.
But now they're able to come back in the next year. But you get some of these injuries, and you're just... That's a wrap.
Okay, so here's the thing.
So
what, you signed up to do this.
Yeah, you signed up to do it. But at the same time, if that injury is so severe that you can't even necessarily do a job... after your career in sports, what is there set up for you?
Okay, so hold on.
That's the only thing that I can kind of sit there and be like, okay, they deserve to get paid a decent amount of money.
But millions?
I mean, if they do it right.
Millions. We're talking about Bill. We're not going to bring our personal salaries and stuff into this, but seriously, like, millions? Do they deserve millions? No. You signed up to do this. If you didn't go to college and get your final degree and everything like that and have something to fall back on, and you thought that you could have a 15-year career without getting injured, that's your fault. Why haven't you had something to fall back on?
And there's a lot of guys that will have a 15-year career, no injuries, and still have nothing to fall back on because they wasted the money.
Well, that's their fault. That's not something that the league to where be like, okay, in 5 years a player did that, he doesn't have anything, now he's sitting homeless, so we need to pay them this amount. It's insane to me. The amount of money to cross in the entire thing of sports... between the four majors sports is insane to me. Do players need to be making that much? No. Because they're giving these young players the amount of money that players have played for 20 years. They just made that in their career and that this new player gets that in 1 year. He could actually just say fuck it and retire after the first year and be okay for the rest of his life.
See, he could. Then you could also end up with a similar type of player that's going to do like Brady does. I'll take the pay cut.
You could. Because now that's a humble player.
It's more about the game than it is the money.
Exactly. And that's my whole main point. Sports has turned into money
than what a sports player is. I don't necessarily have a problem with players making money. Brady made over $200 million in his career.
That's insane.
I'm just saying, it's been 20 years. He's made $200 million in his career.
And that so, may just because I'm just some poor, guy doing a podcast, but still, that's insane to me.
But at the same time, he hasn't gone out there and been like, I'm the best, I deserve the most money there is. For this position.
Well, yes, and I applaud him for that, and I think a lot of players should do
That's what I would rather see. If I was an owner, that's who I would be rewarding contracts with is those same type of here. Players.
I don't have time for a player out here looking for like some crazy deal because he thinks he deserves something. The amount of money that these players are thinking they deserve is ridiculous.
Right. That was the whole problem with Le'Veon Bell. He went out there and he was looking for a combination of running back and wide receiver money.
He had it.
And then he goes and actually signs a lesser deal with the Jets. You've got, you know, Melvin Gordon is a holdout for the Chargers right now. And then asking for a trade because they're not meeting up as to what he's wanting and what the Chargers are offering money-wise. And quite honestly, I don't see that he is worthy of the money he's asking. Is he a difference maker for the Chargers? Yes. Could he potentially fit into other systems?
Totally.
Yes. But are those other systems actually in need of his services? Are those others, like the teams that he wouldn't necessarily fit in the services of, yeah, they might throw out the money for him just because, well, he did good here. But I don't see him as being as complete a back as maybe he thinks he is.
Yeah. Well, I think the ego and a lot of these players think they're better than what they really are.
Ezekiel Elliott, he has proven all 3 years that he's been in the league that he actually is as advertised.
He is, even though, but it's gone to his head.
Even though he is a problem child. To me, he has been a problem child. He's dealt with suspensions. He's, you know, it's almost like every time you turn around, he's getting into trouble with something or another. And
it's not good for a franchise.
But then he sits there and he's like, I'm the best. I want to be paid. And tells them back in January, I'm not going to show up to camp without a new contract. At that point, if you haven't come to an agreement on a number before training camp, because he's giving you that much head start, go ahead and trade him off.
I'd have traded him.
And, because you've got majority of the year. You know, you got, what, 6-7 months that you're looking at that he's already informed you about. All right, I am definitely wanting a new contract. It's not like, oh, we're getting close to training camp. It'd be nice to have a new contract because I played 3 years out of my four. I do have a fifth-year option. It's because he thinks that he's played above what his contract is.
But
he's produced better than what his contract is paying out.
The team hasn't produced.
I mean, they've got to the playoffs.
Whippity fucking do. I mean,
the Cowboys have. Well, shit, they hadn't even been making it to the playoffs.
Well, I mean, whippity do. You made the playoffs once. Like, come on. I mean, that means nothing to me in a way. It's all this hype with them. It's media hype. And it's almost, if they don't go to the Super Bowl, their season's a bust.
Well, that's what you get whenever you get labeled America's team.
America's team, my ass. No, they ain't been America's team since 1995.
I mean, we've got, you got Michael Thomas, wide receiver for the Saints. He held out and then got a huge contract. I'm not all that happy with the Saints for going ahead and rewarding him the largest paying contract for a wide receiver when he held out for a few days of training camp.
Yeah.
If he had showed up without any complaints, I'm not worried about, you know, my contract situation. They're going to take care of it. I trust the organization to take care of me will be good, then reward him. He is now worthy of being rewarded properly, because not only has he put up the numbers, but he's gone out there and he's staying faithful to the organization. He's not, it's all about me, it's all about me. Once you start getting to that point, drop him, kill it, it's done, move on.
I guess I'm like an old school type coach to where, like, if by training camp when we're getting the team together and you're not ready, I'll fucking cut you.
Because Julio Jones, to me, is still a better wide receiver than Michael Thomas is. Yes. Michael Thomas is a damn good receiver.
I'm not going to take away
anything that he did the last couple seasons.
No.
But
he's proven himself.
You know, for him to sit there, hold out, and then get rewarded this major contract before Julio Jones, who actually showed up and said everything, like, you know, I believe in Mr. Blank. He's going to take care of me like he says he is. I'm not worried about it. Julio should be having that contract, not Thomas right now.
I agree on the contracts. I just don't agree on the money worth.
Yeah.
I don't think it's millions and millions of dollars worth of money for these players.
But then you got this one special holdout in Trent Williams.
Oh, Trent Williams.
The offensive tackle for the Redskins.
Yep.
And it's not necessarily about money for him. He's kind of the exception on this right now. Is he's not holding out I'm sure there's money playing into it a little bit, but at the same time, he's not really holding out on that. It's more the training staff.
Okay.
The medical staff he's not happy with. He's not happy with the organization and how they've been dealing with him medically.
Interesting. I didn't know that. So, I need to follow up on that.
I mean, that, to me, that's worthy of a holdout. If you don't think that you're being taken care of properly health-wise.
But why aren't we talking about these issues before training camp? Why are we waiting until these things, you know, that stuff that goes against the team overall? See, that's when you start taking players as, you know, the eye that isn't in team, you know?
Well, I mean, it is. It's between the a-hole.
Oh, yeah, but you can go and put the knee into it, too, but I'm just saying, it's like, you know, I feel like even with just like, you know, local rec sports and stuff, there's a deadline to when we have to have stuff in and ready to go. If not, then it is what it is.
Right.
And I feel like professional sports, like as organizations, they need to implement some rule. Why are we waiting until training camp and now you're going to hold out? So now you're affecting the entire team. Why can't we have a deadline? We have a trade deadline. We have all of these deadlines. Why can't we have this stuff to where teams are set up? This is ridiculous. This is where off-season needs to take a whole new turn in all sports.
Right.
Well, I just feel because it's like, how can organizations be like truly prepared for a season when you got like a guy or two guys or one of your main guys, you know, sitting there holding out, holding up training practice, holding up everything that you're trying to do, it makes your coach look bad, and it's not even the coach's problem. It's a head office problem that's going on. Right. Either it's medically or someone wanting a ridiculous amount of money. This hurts the team overall. We're not preparing for the season like we should be.
Well, in Trent's situation, he kind of, from what I've been understanding, he has had informed them ahead of time, like, I'm having issues with this, I'm holding out this, that.
So is the organization just not addressing these issues?
It was more of a, it's not making headlines just because we're not in training camp. It's not training camp season.
So it's a publicity thing.
Yeah, it hasn't, once you get ready for training camp, well, who's not here? Oh,
that's ridiculous.
He's not here.
Organizations have had their players there ready to go. All contract, all that stuff should be sorted out before training camp.
Right.
Ready to go.
It should be. If you're not, then...
Oh, well.
Just, you're done for the season.
You're done.
That's how I feel.
It's like old school coaching. It's like, dude, if you don't want to play, then get your ass off the team. It's like high school football. Yeah, you know? You don't show up for two-a-days, you're not playing during the season.
Even if you show up late for practice, well, you're you not might playing. Not even play in the game this
exactly.
week.
Exactly. And that's where we need to get back to having credibility of players. Be like, hey, this isn't a right. This is a privilege that you're getting to do this because you are that good. Mm-hmm. So just because you're that good doesn't make it a right to that you get to play. No. Hold some accountability.
Right.
Organization, that's just me. That's been a long time thing with me with that. I get the whole thing with monies and making money and building organizations and stuff like that. But I just think the players need more credibility. Like, guys, yeah, you're superstars, but you're going to be replaced. You can be replaced.
Exactly. No.
Like, with Trent, I get it. He wants a better medical setup, and the Redskins need to give him that.
They do. Because, I mean, if you're going to be expecting these players to go out
but
there
also, he has money,
on the line like they
he
are.
He also has money to go out and help himself, too. So,
well, yeah,
I'm not saying that a player should have to do that, but, like, dude, if you're not getting the right shit, like, get right.
But
and
I'm
then make that move to get away from that franchise.
Yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, if the organization that is expecting you to go out there and throw your body on the line
for them,
you know, for them, so they can be making money, so of course it trickles down to you, obviously, but still, if they're expecting you to do this, they should also have certain standards that the rest of their organization is meeting.
Yes.
So that it is, you know, exactly what
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing. Right. It really is. It to me it affects organizations more than sometimes what the media lets on, and the media also isn't a big help into to understanding and having a grasp of what these guys and organizations go through with this situation.
I mean, they try that. I'll give some. I'm not going to like sit here and diss journalists and whatever.
Yeah.
And be like, man, you're doing a shitty job on keeping things covered properly and giving all the perspectives that you need to be giving. But you know, certain things should get a bit more preference than they do.
I agree.
So, but, I mean, you turn on TV and currently the biggest thing that you get to hear about is Antonio Brown.
Yeah, it's everywhere. And it's absolutely bananas. This guy drives me insane.
It was funny how at the end of the season last year, they're going to talk, you know, we trade him off to Oakland, and everyone is, oh, Steelers are done. Why would they get rid of
AB? Like a dumb move, right?
That was horrible. AB's so good, this, that, and the other. I mean, he was the top-ranked wide receiver in the Player 100. I mean, he was the seventh-ranked player overall. But he's the top wide receiver, followed by Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Thomas, and so on. I mean, the list goes on quite a ways. But, you know, like, AB, he's so great. Why would you ever want to get rid of him? His drama, this, that, and the other. Okay, cool. Great story. But now, since training camp has started for the Raiders, what do you have? AB's missed practice. AB's missed practice again. AB has missed practice yet again. Why has he missed practice? Well, first, it's some unknown foot injury that has now been discovered. He has frostbite from cryotherapy.
Yeah. Wow.
Edge is...
insane.
Man, I know that cryo therapy is supposed to be helpful, but the fact that you got frostbite, and I'm guessing that it's relatively severe frostbite to the point that you can't practice, you know.
I almost think it's a hidden headline, man.
Maybe you should consider not going and using that particular place anymore. That doesn't sound safe. But
yeah, well, you also don't see the place that he got this done getting blown up either. Because normally, yeah, when something like a player gets something happens, you know, that place kind of gets blown up. You don't see any of that.
No,
the whole situation kind of seems odd.
And then next thing you know, oh, I might retire because I'm not getting to use the same style helmet I got to use last season.
Hashtag millennial.
Yes. Wow. All right.
Oh, yeah, you can send all that hate comments to me on this one because I have a very severe problem with this player.
It's wild that you're going to sit there and be like, all right, if you're supposed... Here's my thing. If you are such an elite wide receiver, you were so fucking good, you cannot sit there and be like, oh, this new helmet that they're forcing me to wear is messing with me being able to catch balls.
Yeah, whatever.
If you're so good, dude, you can overcome it.
You adjust.
It's made for your safety. They found something that with the helmets of last season that could be improved upon, so they did it. They found it. They implemented. These are the new type of helmets we're using.
He has a damn bar right across his eyes.
Yeah, let's go. You need to use them. Plain and simple. That's what everybody has to deal with. It. Why are you so special? You're gonna have a helmet shipped in from the Steelers, your old helmet, and then repaint it to use that? Like, oh, if I don't get to use this helmet, then I'm not going to play. Me as a Steeler fan, thank God that you got traded. This is the type of petty shit that the Steelers were having to deal with when it came to AB.
Again, something an organization shouldn't have to deal with.
Now, it's Oakland's problem.
Let old John deal with it.
Yeah, good old John Gruden. He can handle this, right? But he's sitting there, well, we went in on this player. We better stand behind him right now. You're going to get tired of that, John.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's not even a type of player that I feel John even messes with.
You're going to get tired of that whole dilemma real quick. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Give it a couple more months. If he holds out and keeps doing this BS, John's going to have enough. I guarantee it.
I mean, and then you just lost. You lost big on the trade.
I mean, you can't pick a team like that.
They're the way everybody was talking before was the Steelers were on the losing end of this trade. No, I think it's starting to become more evident that the Raiders are on the losing end of this trade.
Yep.
Just because of the drama. If you don't get him to actually, you know, step on the field for a game and produce for you, yeah, you've lost. Totally. You've lost big time.
Totally.
You risked large, and you lost large. And you're not even in Vegas yet.
It's gonna be definitely interesting to see how that whole thing plays out, and the future for the the Raiders.
Yeah,
it's
insane.
Let's talk about the tragedy in Pittsburgh.
According to the news, Coach Drake, the wide receiver coach, passed away suddenly. There hasn't been any updates as to the cause for it. He was heading into his second season. with the Steelers as the wide receiver coach. So, you know, prayers and condolences go out to that coach's family. You hate to hear of loss.
Yes.
And it's rough to deal with, especially whenever it's completely unexpected.
Unexpected. Not that, you know, anyone's ever expecting anything like that, but, you know, that's just, that's a bomb.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a, I don't know if they'll actually go into detail later on about it. Not even sure how the Steelers won. Fill that position now, so
yeah, especially, you know, at the start of the season and everything, and, you know, condolences, you know, to the Pittsburgh organization, and hopefully everything goes smooth, and everybody's all right. That's definitely tough, man.
All right,
definitely.
So we will come back in just a little bit with our final segment. So, I was watching ESPN earlier this week and seeing a highlight for cornhole, which is something that you mentioned that you'll be doing this year amongst your many other activities, sport-related. Yes. And they've got the championship playing this weekend and everything, too. The national championship for cornhole.
Well, something we have actually playing in the studio right now.
Right, right. So it kind of got me thinking. I was like, man, this is definitely one of those drunk inspired sports.
Yes.
Is would come across you. I don't see many people just on, you know, a sober day being like, you know what we should do? Is take these bags here and try to see if we can get him in a hole, as compared to, I bet I can do it better than you. Like, I don't see that coming about from necessarily a sober person. That seems more like a drunk-inspired sport.
You think so?
I do. I would believe so. And then, of course, after years of this happening, then it would be I was actually get some rules and regulations, and then, hey, this is kind of fun to do sober as well. So it just continued.
Well, I'd like to give you a little bit of knowledge.
Drop it on me, sir. Let's hear
you know,
this.
Supposedly, I'm not saying that this is real. Supposedly, cornhole originated with the Native Americans.
Fascinating.
Fascinating point, isn't it? They take dried bladders from animals and fill them with beans.
And they just randomly toss them into holes 20-some feet apart.
Again, this is not necessarily a certain, you know, an official claim, but that is what some believe.
That is interesting.
It is. So maybe they were, you know, drunk.
But see,
when they came up with this idea to throw a bladder back and forth, possibly.
They're high or something. But, yeah, I mean, it just doesn't seem like your typical form of, you know, sober.
No, it's sport. Like something someone did in their backyard, came up with it, and went from there. Yeah. You know, I'm going to do a little bit more research and get down to the bottoms of our modern cornhole.
There you go. There you
know.
Go. All right.
I dug a little bit there in the history there.
I would say that if there is another sport that is similar in nature, potentially even origin-wise, especially considering that it's a Canadian sport originally.
Cornhole?
No, not cornhole. Curling.
Oh, curling. Oh, wow, okay.
I mean,
didn't realize we were switching over the curling there.
Yeah, I mean, you just think about it. Those crazy Canucks up there.
To see, come up with, send all the hate stuff to Will again.
To come up with throwing a rock down ice to this target area, and then have a few guys go, you know, shuffling beside it, either scuffing up the ice to slow it down, smoothing it out to speed it up. This seems like it came about from being drunk. I mean, it's a fascinating sport. I will give it that. I like to watch curling during the Olympics. It's one of the ones that I try to make sure to catch whenever, you know, Winter Olympics come around.
It's a fascinating sport.
Nonetheless, I still see this as being a result of being drunk. I don't see any other way of this coming about.
He said one day, Tom, he said, I got this rock here in my hand. And he said, I'm going to put this spot out here in this ice. I guarantee you, I'll bet you a gallon of maple syrup that I could hit that.
Damn. Maple syrup.
And he said, hold on. Before we do this, we gotta clear the ice. So I'm gonna send my two little brothers, Larry and Joe, out there, and they're gonna sweep the rock as it goes down. And I'll tell you what, that day he hit it. He won him a gallon of maple syrup that day.
It must have been some prime maple syrup.
Oh, it was, dude. Canadian has they have the best.
Yeah, they do have some pretty good. I would assume.
I mean, I like my pancakes with some damn syrup. So.
Oh yeah, you gotta have syrup with your pancakes and.
They were probably out there drinking. Doing that, and
they were probably in the midst of making maple syrup at the time.
Yeah, and they were just waiting for it to come out the trees and say, "Hey, look at this frozen lake over here. Let's slide this rock."
Yeah, because we've got nothing better than to do than stare at some moose.
I guarantee we are so wrong in the history of how this happened, but in my mind, I like this version.
If this podcast ever reaches our constituents up there in Canada, don't hesitate to go ahead and inform us of how wrong we truly are. Please. Or if we're actually close to being right.
That would be amazing.
Dude, let us know. Because we're just, once again, bullshitting.
Off of drunken sports.
I mean, just the idea, to me, it flows. I don't know. It flows. I don't. It doesn't seem to match up any other way.
All right. So what about lawn darts?
Lawn darts. Well, considering if you're not paying attention, you could put someone's eye out, and that's why you're not allowed to even do that shit anymore.
Oh, lawn darts. I played a couple. It's definitely not a safe game. I don't think if you're drinking.
No, definitely not if you're drinking.
Yeah. Too many injuries could occur there.
Easily. Very easily.
And of course, your classic beer pong, dude.
Well, beer pong is, in itself,
a drinking game.
Exactly.
But, you know, that has taken on a whole world level, too. They have a whole professional sport of that.
I have heard
every
of this.
Every year in Las Vegas.
I have heard of this. It's, it seems like it would be fun to partake in.
Now, the actual drinking beer?
That I'm not sure of. I would hope so, because otherwise, what's the point? The whole idea is to
I'm just thinking, like, this is a national televised sport. You know, you got Larry up there who's been played all day, and he's been drink 30 beers. Is he still straight to play, or is he pissed off because someone put an elbow over the table?
Well, that's the whole... That's the whole point of playing beer pong in the first place is,
Well, that's the point, but I'm understanding this professional league now.
You're trying to get your opponent so inebriated that he cannot beat you. So.
Understandable, but I really would like to know that.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a fax guy check into that later.
That guy sucks. He hasn't gave us any facts today. He hasn't even came in the damn room.
I mean, I don't know if we should even keep him on staff. This is crazy. It's really sad.
What other sports you're thinking are in this category that we're going over real quick?
I mean, you took the gimme. That beer pong one.
That was a gimme.
That was way too easy.
That was a little bunt down third base. I got on base quick.
Yeah, you did. And plus the pitcher, he fell over the ball. He couldn't pick it up. I mean, you almost made a double out of it just because of errors.
Yeah, right. I mean that was a easy one there. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Flip cup, obviously another easy one. He just got on base again. Have you ever played flip cup?
I have played it at one point or another.
I played it one time where I was too inebriated and didn't really understand the concept of the game. We will not talk about that football game at UVA. We will not go into that. That's a whole nother conversation. Yeah, that was. I had fun playing, but I don't remember much playing.
He doesn't remember much, period.
Again, another conversation for another day.
If
what other ones you got, man?
Man,
kind of drawing a blank right now.
Yeah, I mean, for it to become this national thing.
Yeah, definitely with cornhole.
Made me think, dude. Who would come up with this?
And they've got true on sponsors now.
I know. Look at these
Johnsonville. These jerseys are better than most professional jerseys.
Look at there. You got Jenkins.
Jenkins. That's what I was pointing at a while ago. Jenkins. Yeah.
Story for another time.
Exactly. Also, for any of our listeners in the Charlottesville area and surrounding counties, the Charlottesville City Parks and Recs is starting a cornhole league. Registration is open till the 28th of this month. $40 for a team of two, men's, co-ed, or women's divisions. Online.
Shameless plugs.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. All right, as we bring this thing to a close with our final thoughts here, I know we've covered a lot of topics and stuff over the NFL and, a little side drunken sports stuff. And, what do you have, Will? You got anything to close out this thing? You know, we covered a lot of things. You know, your quick shots of Brady, a couple of the top 100 NFL players, a lot of contract holdout stuff that we feel about, with teams and players. Any thoughts on, what you think is going to happen in the next coming week or so? Because it's going to definitely be interesting because we're getting into the final road here, getting ready to start the NFL season.
Really starting to speed things up here with preseason, getting into week two of everything for trying to see how the teams are starting to shape up with your free agent signings, with your trades, with your, draftees, with all these, how they're going to mold, who's going to make final cuts.
Going to mold and mix all well.
Once you get the first game in, you start to see flashes here and there.
To see a little something.
Or potentially see a lot of disappointment all of a sudden. And it's like, whoa, what happened here? What game was it? I think it was the Jets and Giants I caught a bit of, where kicker was absolutely abysmal.
Really?
And he could not make a kick to save his life, so
he doesn't look a promising future, does he?
No, it didn't. Especially considering if I understood the announcers correctly, he was the only kicker on the team.
Oh, wow. I'd like to look back on that. Stat boy, where the hell are you?
God damn it, stat boy.
Stat boy.
But, yeah, it's not like he had any competition going.
I wonder if the practice guy
was
better.
It was for the Jets. It was for the Jets, huh? And, wow.
Poor Jets.
If you have this team that you're trying to build and you don't have a kicker, that's going to hurt.
You gotta have a kicker, man.
I'm sitting there like, if you have no competition for that kicker spot too. So I suspect that they will probably be adding a couple kickers to their team this week and be stiffening up some competition on that end. But yeah, it's gonna be it's they're slowly starting to get a feel, at least, for who's going to go where, if you're going to need any help still to try to look and pick up off the, you know, waiver wire or free agents that are still out there. I mean, you still got some decent free agents sitting out there, too.
Yeah, there definitely some older
guys. So it's going to be interesting to see how things are, any major changes that may take place. I doubt there's going to be too many, but there probably won't be a little bit of activity going on all the way up, definitely heading up to the start of the season.
You know, with the start of the season coming up and everything, and preseason going, you know, full swing right now, just about. Are you looking forward to the exciting third year of the ODL Fantasy Football League?
Oh, Lord, yes. Yes,
you know, dude, I'm super excited. I'm already calling it. You know, I might be in there for a championship this year.
Oh, man. You're trying to step your game up, aren't you?
Yeah, trying to step it up, man. You know, it's what we got to do.
Because, I mean, I'm not sure that you'll ever top what I did season one.
Well, you know, that's 2 years ago.
That doesn't matter. The fact that I was so far down in the rankings to go on such a beautiful win streak that I did all the way to the championship.
All us other players allowed you, so you can thank us.
Yeah, it just so happened that, you know, I picked up Kamara before anybody else even thought about him.
Are you going to be like a Cowboys fan and talk about that first year championship?
No, because I'm win this year, so I will have two championships.
You hear that? You hear that, Nelson? You hear that, everybody in the ODL?
Yeah, Patrick, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, and, Bama, don't let that shit happen.
Jared, you did get one victory on me last season, so that you kind of rectified that situation some. But
and for everyone who
don't y'all get comfortable too much, I'm coming back for my title.
You know, for everyone who you know, is listening and doesn't know, me, Will, and Mr. Nelson, Chris, we run ODL, Fantasy Football League. It's something that we've done for the last 2 years, and, you know, we're trying to build and get going. And if you're ever interested, please shoot us an email, twodrunkenpenguins@gmail.com. We're trying to definitely build a league. We also have a couple other fantasy games that we're doing this year, college football, and, of course, the college pick'ems, NFL pick'ems. We will crown champions and everything for our league.
Of course, later on, we also do March Madness.
Yes, March Madness, when that rolls around. Wahoo wah.
Yeah, because you were so stellar with that last year.
Yeah, wahoo wah.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett!
Mr. I picked Duke.
Yeah, I picked Duke, and you know, every year I pick Duke, Duke never wins. Every year I pick Virginia never won. So I'm going to keep going with that, picking the wrong team, and then my actual team wins.
I'm going to keep harping on it, too.
Okay, I know you will. You guys never give me, you never let me fucking live anything up, ever.
No, because you fuck it up, so we have to. We can't resist. But
all right.
And ODL, it's going to be a good season. I'm looking forward to it. We got a little bit, not like a whole bunch of change, but we got some change coming, just a little bit here and there.
That's right. We have our draft coming up.
Draft coming up at the 1st of September.
Yes.
And of course, we will be having another awards banquet.
Yes, the ODL Awards Banquet. It'll be the second annual award banquet. We will have a date posted for that coming
up. Because we actually give out awards, trophies, superlatives.
Yeah, we ain't your typical Yahoo League.
Yeah, we try to make it worthwhile, you know, not just all about the money.
Yeah, make it fun. Make it fun for everybody. Yeah, pretty much covers everything, bud, for this week.
I think so. I think that wraps it up quite nice.
You know? So, from Will and I, Two Drunken Penguins, we will catch you next week.
That's the goal.
Later.
Peace. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins, an Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production. Welcome to Two Drunken Penguins and Anarchans Anonymous Radio Production.